The situation is very serious. At the moment, we're in the midst of the rainy season. What this means is that most of the roads have now become impassable. Nobody can drive up and down the main trunk roads or the feeder roads here in most of the country. Many, many of the areas are flooded. Communities are cut off. And because of the violence that's been taking place over the last 8 months, we've now got a terrible situation in parts of the country where there is a confluence of three factors. One is displacement, one is flooding, and one is previous inability of people to plant or harvest. So malnutrition rates are high, floods, and very difficult situation of violence and inability to reach people by road makes the aid operation particularly complex.
Talking about the violence that you have mentioned, last week humanitarian workers were killed in Maban County in Upper Nile State. Have you been able to find out who the perpetrators are?
Well, we know that the reports are clear, and they are that the Maban Defense Force carried out these attacks. We are of the view that they were motivated by people's ethnic identity, and that this probably was the overriding factor, and we've come to that conclusion because there were many other instances where violence could have been perpetrated against aid agencies, but it wasn't. And during this terribly tragic and horrific 48 hours for the non-governmental organizations in the area, the perpetrators were looking for people of a particular ethnicity. I've been up in the region. I have listened to the local authorities. I have impressed on them that they must condemn what happened. They must investigate it fully, and we're expecting accountability. We want the perpetrators to be brought to book. So the main point from the perspective of the aid agencies is that, of course, our property and, most importantly, our national and international staff must be safe in all of the areas where they operate. Otherwise, it imperils the very aid program that's there.
How have the authorities responded to your appeal or request for them to investigate these killings?
Well, the authorities have replaced the county commissioner, and they have sent in a new team, and Juba dispatched to the region a very senior official, security advisor, who is really trying to get to grips with what happened and to ensure that there is accountability and, of course, that there's no repeat. What was a particularly dark day in the young history of South Sudan. I mean, six aid workers killed in 48 hours is a terrible stain on the reputation of that county and of Upper Nile State, and of the aid operation as a whole has really been set aback by this.
As you are aware, a delegation of the Security Council has just concluded a visit to South Sudan. Has this visit had any impact on your work there?
Well, it's had an important impact in different ways on our work. One is, I think it's very helpful to see a clear signal of solidarity with the people of South Sudan and with those of us who are on the ground providing assistance. I had the opportunity to brief the Security Council members and indeed travel with them up to the city of Malakal. I think also it's a clear manifestation of the Security Council's concern for the situation here, its frustration with the fact that what everybody thought would be largely a state-building project to get South Sudan increasingly up and running has now reverted into a crisis which is affecting so many millions of people throughout the country. And so there's a real anxiety and eagerness within the Security Council to see the fighting stop, to see the political situation resolved, and really to help the people of South Sudan reconcile their differences, whether they be political, military, or communal. And so I think that UN staff and non-governmental organizations on the ground, we see the visit as a boost, and we very much hope that their engagement with the parties to the conflict, and in particular with the concerned leadership, will bear fruit, because when you work for a non-governmental organization or a UN agency, we're dealing with the humanitarian consequences of the war. And the best thing that could happen is for the violence to stop and for people to find peace.